All right. So let's start with Akula. Ein tochein achar tochein. Beis Yosef quotes this from the Hagos Maimonios, that you can crumple up bread. Why? It's already been nitchan, when the wheat was made into flour. Delo matzinu tochein achar tochein. The Raman, if you base paskins this way, avol mutter lefar lechem lifnei tarnagolim, dehoel v'kvar nitchan, ein lachlishtein, tochein achar tochein. However, the notes note that the Rashba disagrees. How do I know? Because the Rashba has a different heter, but fundamentally, you see that the heter of he didn't consider ein tochen achar tochen to be a valid heter for trina. Likewise, the Tumas Hadashen, Toch Dvarav writes the Basar Mevushal Modu Kuli Almadishai Lachatcho Dak Dak Velo Dami Leperis Velechem Tehani Gidulei Karkaim. So you also see the Tumas Hadashen is Machmir. In other words, he rejects the idea of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. He says that the difference between cutting up meat, which is mutter, versus cutting up bread, which is Aser, is because meat is Lav Gidulei Karka. We'll get there shortly, Beli Neder. So Bekitzer, you see that there are some Rishonim, certainly, who are Machmir and Nishayla. In yesterday's shir, we showed how this was also Machlokas Rishonim. So it's a Machlokas Rishonim, but Lamaisa, we are the Ramaz Mekel, and we're Mekel on this. So what's the logic? Why would it be that Ein Tochen Achar Tochen? So I think the classical explanation is, what comes to mind is Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Just like we say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, so do we say Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. The Gemara actually doesn't say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. We extrapolate that from the Mishnah. But the Rishonim used that Lashon, and maybe that's the same thing over here. Now, why is that true, that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul? So presumably, and for the same reason, Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, that's because there's no significant tikkun over here. It's already been done, and therefore, since there's no significant tikkun, there's nothing creative in the tchina, then it's not aser. That's the classical explanation. Chazon Ish, though, gives a different explanation. It's in Dibor Maschil, Inyan Ein Tchina. And he writes that that the reason why Ein Tchina Achar Tchina is She'ein Tochen Ela B'Hafrada Shel Chibur Tiv'i Aval Hafrada Shel Chibur B'nei Adam Ein B'chlal Tochen. In other words, this has nothing to do with the principle of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. It's a local tochein svar. Tochein means breaking apart a natural bond. Okay. Now, what's the idea? So, well, we'll say it this way. Either way, it's mutters, they're in afkaminas. So, there's an interesting halacha in Simon Shinbeis Siv Zayin. The Rama writes, quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, that there are those that aser, if you have mud in your shoes, that it's aser to take that off because of tochein, right? Aval yavesh, mud that's dried up already, is aser to have a tochein. So Rabbi Kiv Eger, right over there, says, oh, yeah, this is Stephen Ramah. Ramah Paskin, by us, Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. And mud, right, this was once dirt, right? Then it got mixed with water and hardened inside your shoes, inside the cracks in your shoes. So now it's hard. For Rabbi Kiv Eger, Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. So I thought maybe, if you learn like the Chazon Ish, it's not a kasha. Why? Because this is not chibur al yedei bnei adam. This is chibur TV, namely the mud. The rain turned the dirt into mud, and then it hardened on its own, and therefore that might be miyashev Rabbi Kiv Eger shaila. However, I thought that if that's right, so then it should be aser to be mefarer melach and sukar that clung together through lachos. Because I'll say, okay, that's also not chibur al yidei bnei adam. In other words, we know that the Mishnah Berurah says that's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah writes that it's a, in Shin Chaf Aleph over here, Sifkat Lamed, that the Rama is matir to, the Rama would be matir to grind up salt because it's already been nitchan, right? And if you go dak, kemo leni chazir zapas, umishum de ein tochen achar tochen, we call makom in achteshes afne melech azul achtosh, the kasaf yu megadim, the tzukur dino kemo melech. So it says in Mishabura, if you're, as long as you're not using a kli, because of avdin dechol or something like that, as long as you're not looking at using a kli, if your salt and your sugar gets clumpy, then you could break it up because ain't tochen achar tochen. But maybe if the Chazon Ish is right, so at least my application of the Chazon Ish, if I'm going to apply it to mud, so that should be aser. Maybe I'm wrong, or maybe the Mishabur doesn't agree to the Chazon Ish, in which case you have to go back and figure out a different answer to Rebbe Akiva Eiger's questions. Either it's Machlokas Mishabur and Chazon Ish, or that these types of natural things, this would not be considered a Chibur TV, even though it happens on its own without intervention. Anyhow,
For stomach, we wouldn't say if a person has flour on the ground.
I'm sorry?
If a person happens to have flour in their backyard and it rains and it makes dough, so like the chor, that wouldn't be a Chibur TV for the Chazon Ish.
I don't know.
Like, what's the difference?
I assume that the difference arbitrary. Is. No, I assume the difference is that the malacha is. Well, so again, maybe you're right. I don't know that. I think you could understand the Chazon Ish in two ways, right? Chibur TV means, like, in a more narrow sense, the way you're reading it, like wheat kernels and things that are naturally one unit. And if you say that way, then Chazon Ish won't help you answer Rebbe Akiva Eiger's Shaila, right? And I don't know the answer. I thought that maybe no. Maybe what he's saying is that the only time we find this principle, at least in the Rishonim, was with respect to bread, where it's not, a human being took these separate pieces, the flour, and he merged them together through kneading and then baking and the like. And that's only in that type of thing where we say, ain't tochen achar tochen. But any time the unification of the disparate parts took place naturally, not through human intervention, then it's shayach tochen, right? That will be considered a chibur TV. I don't know that that's what the Chazon Ish would say. I think that's a possible understanding of the Chazon Ish. I'm saying if that's the correct understanding of the Chazon Ish, then that would be miyashe Rebbe Akiva Eiger shayla. I'm just saying if that is correct, the Mishabura doesn't seem to accept it. Because then if the salt merges together through natural moisture, you know, it would be a sugar cube for sure. You could do tochen on, because ain't tochen achar tochen. But if it was, you know, just the sugar merging together through the humidity in the air that formed a clump, or the salt, or the like, if my theory in the Chazon Ish is correct, I don't know that it is, then that would be aser, and the Mishnah is matir. Minor ara. I don't know the answer. Yes?
Wouldn't there be reason to be mechalek between something which becomes a single goof versus something which doesn't become a single goof? Meaning, if you have...
That's not the heter of the Mishnah Berurah for crushing salt. The heter of the Mishnah Berurah for crushing salt is because ain't tochen achar tochen. You're suggesting I could have given a different kula. I'm not sure if that's a good kula, because once it's clumped together, then I don't think that's such a good answer. But one way or the other, that's not what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. You're giving an alternative reason. You're saying, I have a new reason why it should be mutter to break the salt.
Means.
No, because bread is mamish an organic unit, right? If you look at bread, you don't see little pieces of flour.
Right.
Okay, good. Now, one way or the other, are there any other, as I said, we paskin, ain't tochen achar tochen, any other limitations on this kula? So the Magi and the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Alef Halacha Gimel suggests a tremendous limitation. It says, if you're machziroi ad asher dak, if you mamish return it to dust, So then, even though normally we say ein tochen nachat tochen, here there would be tochen nachat tochen. Now, the nafka mina is what happens if, and this is most commonly relevant for Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, a person ends up with a little too much bread, right? So they're going to have their sudos on pas, you know, have that, you know, two sudos by 10 o'clock, and you know, so they have little too many more rolls than they could use. So what do? So one etza is like the one of the Tanaim say, you know, can't burn it, so I'll break it up into tiny little crumbs and mefarav zor l'ruach. Right? That's a great etza. In fact, that's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests you do. As we'll see in a moment, it's quoted by the Shaar HaTzion in Simen Tav Mem Vav Sifkat Zayin. However, the Mishnah L'Malach, or the Hagos and the Mishnah L'Malach say, no, you can't do that. Why? Why? Because even though normally ain't tochen achatochen, here there is tochen achatochen for vus. Why should it be any different? So I'm not sure. But l'chora the pshat is that here your act is very significant. In other words, this bread won't blow away in the wind until it's turned into little tiny crumbs. So because you've done a significant tikkun, a transformative act, right? It's transformative by breaking it up into little tiny pieces, then we won't apply the principle of the ein tochen achat tochen. In other words, how is the Mishnah L'Malach learning this principle? He's not learning like the Chazon Ish, right? According to Chazon Ish, nothing to talk about. This is not a Chibur TV. It's 100% mutter, right? Chazon Ish is vade against the Mishnah L'Malach. The Mishnah L'Malach is saying that, no, I'll tell you, like the other tzad we said at the beginning, that what's the svara of ein tochen achat tochen? Because there's no significant tikkun, right? It's not transformative. It's just smaller of the same, but it's not transformative. Ah, but this is very transformative. Now you've transformed this to something that blows away in the wind. So just like Lamashal, when it comes to Bishal, even though we say in Bishal or Bishal, we also have lots of exceptions whenever it's transformative. For example, we pass on like the Rambam, that even though in Bishal or Bishal, if you bring it from Machal and recite to Mephushal called Tzarko, you're chayev. Or Davar Lach, since Azalei Bishule, you're chayev. We'll get to all these Be'ezras Hashem, but the point is that once the Mishnah L'Malach is saying this is similar to the principle Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, the principle of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen is that the reason is because there's no significant transformation, and Memeila, it's still a big chiddush even once you accept that, but Memeila, turning something into dust such that it can now blow away in the wind, is a significant transformation, and therefore it's Aser. Do we pass them like this Mishnah L'Malach? So the Chai Adam cites it. The Mishnah Berurah, though, L'chora is Mekel. As I said, he quotes the Shaar HaTzion that, and also Prima Gana is Mekel, and the Shaar HaTzion quotes it, that this is actually an Eitzah. If, again, especially on Erev Pesach, Shaar HaLeilos B'Shabbos, you have some extra stuff. So you should, this is a good suggestion as far as L'chora. So L'chora, the Mishnah Berurah is not Choshish for this Hagal Mishnah L'Alach. As I said, Chai Adam was. Rav Sobolovsky mentioned in his Shurim that this happened to him. And he ended up with a lot of extra bread on Erev Pesach Shaar HaLeilos B'Shabbos. So he thought that we should be choshish for the Chai Adam, for the not like the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore he didn't want to be mefarzer l'ruach. He also said that there's too much. He didn't want to flush down the toilet. There's too much. It was going to clog up his pipes. So he gave it as a matanah gemurah to his help. I think it sounded, you know, asked her to take it out of his rishus, and that's how he solved the problem. Anyway, good. Let's talk about, yes?
Meaning, this has a halos, so to speak, because of the halachic ramifications of it being as small?
I don't know. No, I think the metzias ramifications of it being so small. But it's transformative, because now I'm able to be mekayim the mishnah of tashbisu in
it. Was not, meaning,
it's not that it's like, holy shim tashbisu. No, the pshat is that I'm able to, one second, I'm able to do something with this that, like, an important thing that I couldn't do originally, right? So this is a significant transformation.
So even if it was, so if it wasn't Erev Pesach?
So, yeah, maybe an achanami. In other words, not an Erev Pesach, big pieces of bread, small pieces of bread, well, what's the difference? Okay, it's a, you know, they're a little bigger, they're a little smaller, right? Like it's saying, you know, you want to, you know, feed your pet mouse, and your pet mouse only eats very little pieces of bread. Okay. No. But here, where it's a significant enough to allow you to do something that you couldn't otherwise do, that's very significant. He doesn't explain very much, so it's hard to know for sure, but that's what it seems like he's assuming. Okay, good. Now let's talk about the biggest kula for Tochein, and that is the Rashba Tchina La'alter. So the Rashba is this tremendous Chiddush, and he says that ha daha de pare silka dafka b'machatech taktak kedei locho l'machar ofi l'bo bayom l'achasha l'fisha darko shal silka l'chat chay daktak b'shas b'shulao v'chol shedarko b'kach v'nicho l'achar shachayef haval och lo miyad motor shalo asru al ha'adam lecho ma'achalei chatichais g'dayleis oiktanos. Right? Nobody ever said that you have to eat your food in big pieces. So clearly, when you're eating, you can cut your food into small pieces. And therefore, however, there's after of Lalter, Dikinian Shamro, Lenian Bayra. We have a precedent for this. By Bayra, we know Lalter's mutter. Dalma, Kol Shoich Lalter, Kedarch Shadarkin Shal B'nei Adam Lachol, Afal Pishis, Woso Tzad, Be'atzmo Chiyav Chatas. In other words, that same act, if it wasn't Lalter, could be Chayav Chatas, but if it's Lalter, it's mutter. B'shemeniach Lachar Zman, Ve'afil Baliyom, and he brings a ride from the Rishalmi, which we'll get back to in a couple minutes. So, that's the kula of the Rashba. The Shulti Borim doesn't like this. It's on Bez Manalef, Bedapi Harif, Os Gimel. He says, V'timihani alav, tekeven de'isser hu mishem toichin, mali toichin lebo bayom, ola alter, ola machar, v'chil kol hamalachos kulan, shari la'sosan, b'ditzarach la'osan lach le'alter. Come on. You're going to say Bishel's Mutal Alter? Are you going to say Ksiva's Mutal Alter? I mean, where are you going to... Who told you? This is a special heter for Boirer. You can't extrapolate from Boirer to anything else. Okay. So, what about Boirer? So the Shulti Gemara continues. V'alta shiveni mibreira shetiru livork shirotza lechol alter. Da'asim taimed b'chia gavne shetiru lohave breira. Good. That's not breira. So, what in the world are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? So, what the Shulti Gemara is saying is this is not lav derech breira, right? Lav derech breira, la alter is lav derech breira, so it's not a malacha. Can't learn from anything else. What's the Rashba saying? Chora Rashba saying that the heter of borer, as we've seen in many Rishonim, is derech achila. And when it comes to all malachos, derech achila is mutter, derech malacha is asar. It's not like there was a gzeres hakasav that borer is mutter la'alter. It's because you're allowed to eat. And memela breira derech achila is mutter. So memela, this should be mutter as well. What did the Shulti Giborim think? The Shulti Giborim said, no, mapitom, that this is lav derech breira. It's a shinoi of sorts. Lav derech breira. But who says it's lav derech toichin? We already saw, in fact, and we did borer, that this is a big machlokas shonim, what the nature of this heter is. And it seems that this is the debate as well over here. In other words, really, this machlokas, Rashba Shulti Gemara, is more of a machlokas about borer than it is about tochein. How do you understand the nature of the heter of borer? And if you understand that it's a heter derech achila, it's conceivable at least to say like the Rashba and extrapolate from there to other things. And the Shulti Gemara is saying, no, if it's just a shinoi type of malach, it's lav derech breira, then that's a local din of boer. There's no reason why we should learn from there to everywhere else. So it's obvious then what the Rashba would say back to the Shulti Gemara about chveis bishul or kosev or the like, because bishul, kosev, whatever, even if they're altar, it's not derech achila. Now, there's a very fascinating taz. The Taz is in Simon Shin Mem Sif Katan Base. It's the famous topic of cookies with letters on them and the like, the birthday cake Shaila. And the Taz is an extraordinary Chiddush. He says, oh, well, we could be Mekel if it's La'alter, because it's Derech Achila. Says the Taz, Ta'afil b'makom sheish av milacha kegoin boirer ein shayach b'makom achila kevin shu ose kein l'tzarech achila Koshkan Zilel, V'chein B'toichin, right? We pass in like this Rashba, as we'll see. V'koshkin B'zeh, Shumakalka, right? If we're Mekel for La'altar for Borer, which is otherwise an Av Melacha, and we're Mekel for La'altar for Toichin, which is otherwise an Av Melacha, and Koshkin, we should make over here, which even, which is otherwise only an Ezra Rabban, because it's Makalka. Unbelievable. So, the Prima Gadim says, I don't know what he's talking about. How in the world could you learn from Borer and Tochen? So it almost sounds like the Taz is learning like what? The Taz is learning like the Shulchan Aruch Borim, but he's having his cake and eating it. Excuse the pun.
No need to excuse it.
Right? Right? He's saying, yeah, the Tataka, you know, what's the Shulchan Aruch Borim's Taina? The Shulchan Aruch Borim's Taina is on the... On the Rashba, if you're right, then every malacha is going to be mutter la'altar. As long as my chek is also going to be mutter. As long as it's la'altar. So that's very strange. That's what the Prima Gadim says. I don't know what the Taz is talking about. I can't.
Why is this so strange?
Every malacha will be mutter la'altar.
No, this is Derech Achila.
But Moichek Derech Achila, does that really make sense?
That's just Derech Achila. I think that's
so.
I'm into it.
So.
Don't we pussy that you're out of your food with letters on it?
So this is the Nafka Mina. Let's say like this. Let's say, what are you going to say about Bishol Derech Achila? Right? No, I'm a fire breathing dragon. Or let's say better. This is like a question for you. Let's imagine I have a very high fever. Right? First, you know, there are poskim that say 100, 405 might be Yatzel Enesbo. First, it's famish. He's a whole shish for a second at that point. But he's got a fever of 105. So you know, he wants to drink. But because there's silence, it's official.
There's no problem of tochen or anything in your mouth.
So, are we going to say that that's mutter?
Yeah.
Bishul, derech achila.
So, I'd be the beginner's redem and brings down a day like that.
A guy who has 5 feet.
It's come out of fear in the Gemara like that by Borer, a $9 round.
So, I think that taka, I think Ken Zayn, you could maybe tone down the Taz a little bit and taka would be much. I wonder, maybe this is Lab Dafka also, I'm not sure. But maybe the Taz is Kula by Derech Achila is not the regular La Alter Kula. The Taz is Kula is actually like the heter that we saw by Borer, that if it's Mamish Bishas Achila, then it's automatically Mutter, right? And the Ramban says it's Mamish Shamach Lepeh, you could take pills from Ochel, and the Rash in the Tshuva says if you're drinking through the filter, that's also Mutter. In other words, all the rules that we normally have for bar go out the window if it's mamish while you're eating it, right? So maybe that's what the Taz means. And yeah, in Achanami, the same thing would be true taka for the person with the fever. In other words, any malacha that's violated as you eat, while you eat, through eating... It's mutter, because you're allowed to eat. It's always mutter to eat. And maybe that's what the Taz means. It says, okay, so what did Moichek? If you say it's the regular heter of La'alter, which is the simple reading of the Taz, then it's a much bigger chiddush to extrapolate from the heter of Borer Derech Achila and Tochen Derech Achila to Mochek Derech Achila. Lamaisa, the Chazonish over here, in his discussion, the Rashba very much rejects this Taz. He writes that Mashkasva Taz Tamua, Dachila Tmidit, Hi Derech Breira V'Derech Tchina. The only reason why the we're Mekel for Boer and the Rashba says even Tochein is because the normal process of eating involves Boer and Tochein. The lo chayel ala Hashem uvda the amal melacha. And therefore, when you're doing it, b'tayres achila, we're not going to call that melacha. Vilkach af b'mechin samach l'suda, then there's this big chiddush. Not only is it mutter mamish when you eat, but even samach l'suda, lav tochein v'lav borer, ela nitfa l'achilasa. We see that those acts, namely tchina, breira, as tafel l'achilasa, part of the process of eating. Avalein achila hatmidit derech mechika, right? Normal eating, except on birthdays, does not involve any form of mechika. Umlechas mechika, shapir melacha hi derech achila. And memela, if it's derech achila, it's shapir, right? And therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, the fire-breathing dragon, whatever he is, or the guy with the eye fever, leaving aside the sakana issues, right, would not be able to eat or drink. In other words, this kula of the Rashba, or the kula everybody agrees to by Boer, is only when the melacha is part of the normal process of eating. So therefore, you can't extrapolate to other melachos where it's not part of the normal process of eating.
I'll say that equal is considered bishul. So bishul is also a normal part of the process.
What do you mean equal is considered bishul?
You have them. No, I'm thinking the Rashash writes by that something that's digested is considered nisraf.
That doesn't mean eating is bishul. I don't think.
I take half of the Rashash writes, but that's why the Rashash says that's why it's smarter to eat chametz in the day before Pesach, and that's the battle, and
I still don't think that has anything to do with Malacha on Shabbos.
According to the Chazon Ish, then, why can't I just remove a fly without any soup, or even if there are a lot of flies, just remove the flies, because it's Derech Achila, but can you do Borer when you're eating?
Well, that's precisely the question. So Derech Achila still is only Matir Ocha from Solas, and Absolas from Ocha. In other words,
so he has the one.
Well, we know that's true. That's the Gemara. Yeah.
If you don't say the Chazon Ish, I don't understand where the Taz is here at all.
Okay, that's why the Taz is here, the Chazon Ish. So, good. Okay.
I mean, isn't he just extending the Svar that Rebbe said in the Rashba?
Yes.
So then, like, what's the whole Talmud? Like, everyone's saying it's so Talmud. Like, unless you say the Chazon Ish that, like, this, you know, if, like, if the whole Makar has learned for the Rashba is like,
good. In other words, the only way to understand the Shiltigi Bor, if you learn the Rashba, like the Shiltigi Bor, it makes no sense. Exactly is my point. The only way to understand the Rashba is that, exactly. And that doesn't make sense to apply to Mochik. That's exactly what I'm saying. All I'm saying is the Chazon Ish.
Okay. Even if in this scenario it makes perfect sense, you're just saying big adol by Mochik, that's not usually going to be the case.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Donnie looks like he has a question.
Rabbi, according to the Chazon Ish, it's usher to eat the cake also?
Whether or not it's Azar Mutter, we'll see if there are any other kulas. But you can't be Matir out this.
Okay.
In other words, the Taz is saying, that you learn from Borer and Tochein to be Matir this, that doesn't make a bit of sense. At least that's what he's saying. Good. Okay. So once we're on the topic of the Chazon Ish on this, on the Rashba. So the Chazon Ish has a more fundamental limitation on the Rashba, which I think is actually the exact same thing that we just said in the Chazon Ish, just another manifestation of that. The Chazon Ish quotes a Tosefta. This Tosefta is quoted in the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch. We'll see in a moment that you're not allowed to be Mirasek Lifnei Hazakenim, right? You're not allowed. You have these old people; they don't have teeth anymore. You want to crush up the food so they could eat. It's Aser. So this is a big problem if you learn like the Rashba. Because according to the Rashba, it should be mutter, samach lesuda, right? So maybe it means no. It means I can't be merasek the grey grice lifnei hazakenim in the morning, right? Before shul, I have to do it. I have to do it right before I eat, right? So the Chazon Ish says that's a very daichak reading, because first of all, the lashon is lifnei hazakenim, which implies that they're right here, right? Ein merasken lifnei hazakenim. They're here lifnei hazakenim. Doesn't mean avor hazakenim. And even if you're going to be daicha that diuk, says the Chazon Ish, I'll tell you better. Because the Tosefta is trying to figure out some way to do this. And it says a kakameni, a kakameni shino, you'll use the back of the knife to be mirasik, your grogros, and your dvela. Just say pashut. That, do it samach, do it lauter, right? So the Tosefta tells me explicitly, it's a mefurish stira to the Rashba, right? Now, the truth is, the Chazon Ish isn't into this Rashba so much anyway. He thinks that the Rav Rishonim don't agree with him. But, okay, what would the Rashba say? Rashba knew the Tosefta. So the Chazon Ish, I'll tell you the pshat, that even the Rashba was only matir chituch, but he wasn't meratir risuk. Right? We already saw it last year that chituch is already a much bigger chiddush than pulverizing and turning something into flour and the like. The whole idea that chituch should even be a melacha is a big chiddush. So the Rashba's matir to cut things up into small pieces when it's samach, but to be mirasik, to pulverize those grogros, that would be usher even for the Rashba. That's why it's usher lifnei zakenim. But that's what the Chazon Ish concludes. So that's a big limitation on this Rashba. He thinks that's why even bananas are going to be usher to smush bananas or avocados alike. That's risuk. That's a chiddush, because you might have said, that's a mush, it's not small pieces. So that's another Chazon Ish chumrah that he has. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. But that's really a totally different point. The point is, anything that constitutes risuk is going to be aser, even when it's balter. Rav Willig has a kashan Chazon Ish from the Yushalmi that the Rashba himself brings as a rai for shita. The Rashba, Yushalmi says like this, Hadin de shachik tuma. Now, shachik sounds like pulverizing, right? So there's basically a stira between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says it's aser, the Bavli says it's mutter. And the Rashba says, oh, there's a raya for what I said, because it's mutter when it's lalter, that's the Bavli, and it's aser for slachizman, that's Yushalmi. Fine. But says Rabbi Willig, so shachik means what? Pulverize, right? And yet it's mefurshin of Rashba, that's mutter la'alter. So that's Rabbi Willig's kasha on the Rashba, that shchika is like risuk. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's talking about, you know, cutting up the garlic into very small pieces. Or maybe you could say, for the Chazon Ish, it's a chiddush in the Chazon Ish, but anything that you do b'shas achila, the Chazon Ish would be matir. Tzarchim, for what he says for bananas, though maybe not, that's different. Lamashal, just like we saw the Chazon Ish by Boer, that he considers being matir the tea strainer, even though, you know, really should be Boer b'kli ha-miyuchad l'kach, because it's something that's always done b'shas achila. So too, if the way you dice garlic or smush garlic, your merase garlic or your shachik tuma is also la'alter, so that even he would agree that could be mutter. And he's only machmir by the grogros, because that's not the normal way of eating grogros. And even banana, it's not the normal way of eating banana. You only smush bananas and grogros for people without teeth. I don't know. Tzachian. I thought, though, otherwise I guess you'll have to say that shachik tuma doesn't mean pulverization. Maybe you could bring a raya, though, for the Chazon Ish from the whole iser of medicines that we'll get to a little bit later. It sounds like that, you know, what are we so worried about? Why we aser all refuah? Because you're going to go and you're going to crush them up. Now, you know, the chol is going to be so bahul. So bahul is headache hurts him so much, he's going to, you know, take some, who knows what, and start crushing it to take his medicine. So that's lalter, it's mutter. Right? What's the problem? Why do we need to make gzeira? So, but if you learn like the Chazon Ish, it's great, because over there, it's mamish, you're going to pulverize it, you're going to do risuk. And that's why it's aser, even if it is lalter. What's everybody else going to say for that shaila? Now, there are how they miyashev that rai to Chazon Ish. So maybe they could be miyashev with a different point that I think you have to say, a point made by the Egle Tal, which is, you could ask the shaila, this kula of la'alter. So there's basically a lot of gemaras, or at least two gemaras, that are mefurish against the Rashba. What are they? So one is the gemara in Be'ah. The Gemara says, what happens if you shecht on Yantif and you didn't prepare some offer before and to do Kisui Adam? So you can't really be break, and you have like a clump of dirt, so you can't break it up. That's kotesh. It's told of teichen, and the Gemara declares about what exactly you should do, and is there any eitzah? But again, according to the Rashba, ma pitom, there's no shaila. Just it's la alter zmutter. Likewise, there's a Gemara in Reb Loza de Mila. There, it's talking about the machlokas between Reb Loza and Chachamim and the Machshirin, who is like a Shabbat or not. The Gemara says that, you know, what happens, we assume, obviously, Machshir and Mila aren't Teicha Shabbos. They need this kimon for the Mila, for the baby after the Mila. So the Gemara says, what are you going to do if you didn't do the Ksisha Shakimon before Shabbos? The Gemara says, maybe you could be makel to do with a shino. You could chew it up or something. But again, I don't understand. It's la'alter, it's mutter, right? So... So those are kashas on the Rashba. Now, maybe if you learn like the Chazon Ish, neither of those are kashas, because those are all talking about like Risuk, right? But if you don't learn like the Chazon Ish, and we'll see that there are those that certainly disagree with the Chazon Ish, you don't learn like the Chazon Ish, so if two mefurs rise against the Rashba. So what's the answer? Says the Gleita, I'll tell you, very simple. What's the whole heter of... Teichin la'alter, what did we say? It's derech achila. So memela, it's only going to be true if it's oichel. If it's not oichel, then of course it's not going to be a heter of la'alter. So is dirt oichel? No. So that's why you can't do tchina on your dirt for kisui adam, even though it's la'alter. And is kemoin oichel? No. So therefore it's aser also if it's la'alter. So if you're going to say that, then also you got rid of the raya for the Chazon Ish for medicine, because the concern for medicine is it's not ochal, right? You're going to do tchina on your medicine, so that's also going to be also slaughter. So memel, if you hold of this igle tal, pimagadim says a similar type of point, that the heter of la'alter is only going to be for ochal, because the heter is based off of derech achila, then it's only going to it should only apply to ochal. It's not going to apply to other things. Now, if that's true, so Rabbi Sobolowski pointed out that this is a pircha on this heter of the Aruch HaShulchan by separating silverware. We mentioned this b'kitzer last time, but we'll repeat it again now that we're here, which is that the chazan, remember the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, the belt, everybody in the world is separating their silverware. How could you say it's aser? So the first thing he said, well, maybe it's not even a tarovas because everything is nicker. But he says, even if you're going to say it is a tarovas, I'll tell you, so just do it la'alter. It's going to be mutter la'alter, right? But according to this Yisaid, no, it's only oichel that's mutter la'alter. Not that you say, well, silverware, you need darach achil also. Nah. Because then you should start applying it to, then you could also apply it to kisui adam. You could also apply it to the kamayin, right? So if you're going to reject the Chazon Ish, then you have to accept the Igle Tal, and if you accept the Igle Tal, then you have to reject the Aruch HaShulchan, at least the second Yishuv of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. Now, along similar lines, you can make the following argument. Just like if the whole heter of La'alter for the Rashba is derived from Boer, so whatever restrictions we have on Boer, so we should certainly have those restrictions to Tochin as well. Right? Well, we know one of the restrictions of Boer, even when it's la'alter, is kli, and certainly kli miyuchad l'kach, right? So therefore, it should also be aser for tochein, even if it's la'alter. So the Magen Avraham says this point in Simchin Chafal Sichan Chaf Yud Beis. He says that even though we're matir la'alter, or even if you are, even Rashba is matir la'alter, it has to be, it can't be more kal than borer, because that's the makor, and therefore it's aser for kli miyuchad l'kach. But still, obviously the Rashba says it's matir lachta chasiyarek. Now, how are you going to cut a yarek with a kli? So, which kli? A knife, right? You're not going to... So it's only going to be a kli miyuchad l'kach, that's aser. Right? A sakin is going to be mutter. So I don't understand. But borer b'kli is aser, right? Even if it's not a kli miyuchad l'kach, it's aser. So why are you allowed to use a knife, right? To be taichin, right? Again, the Rashi says you could do chot chanas yarek l'alter, right? But why? It's a kli. So, this is an interesting answer, because you can chew it. Dibai lila aso bikoshi. Okay? Sometimes not bikoshi, but even if it is bikoshi, so, lamaisa, since you could chew it, it's going to be mutter. Good? Now, very interesting. So he's saying basically, when is teichin mutter or iser, let's say, bekli? It's only if it's yefshe binyan acher or if it's a kli miyuchad lekach. Now, I don't want to go back into this again because we finished Boer. But this is very similar to what we saw back in Boer by Rav Moshe. Remember, Rav Moshe said that this very difficult thing that we had a hard time figuring out, that on the one hand, you know, he said you're allowed to use silverware because it's Yad HaRechta, but if the silverware are facilitating the Boer, then it's Aser. And but you're still allowed to use a knife to peel because you can't peel without a knife, so it's Bechlal the Heter of Shin Chavalef. So I don't understand. And that's basically a similar point to what we're saying over here. And therefore, Memela, we're going to allow a Kli over here. We're going to allow a Kli if it's just like we allow the Kli for Boer, if it's La'altar and Yefshir Binyan Acher, like peeling the cucumber or the apple, right? So we're going to allow a Kli for Boer when it's Yefshir Binyan Acher. That's all Bechlal, the Heter of Derech Achila. So too over here, we're going to allow a Kli if it's Yefshir Binyan Acher, because that too is Bechlal, the Heter of Achila. The only restriction that we'll have is if it's a Kli HaMiyuchad L'kach. Yes.
Isn't it?
Now, and that's what the Rivash, again, the source for this is the Rivash, that's the one that I was quoting, it sounds like the Rivash, that the reason why Kli HaMiyuchad L'kach is also is because it's Boer. I mean, not clear, it's because of, it would be Tochen, just like by Boer or Machmir, so too by Tochen or Machmir. Now, I will point out, that's a simple reading of the Rivash, that's a simple reading of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berura sounds a little different in one place. In one place, the Mishnah Berura sounds like he's understanding that the reason for the restriction of the Rivash is because of Uvdin D'chol. But in another place, the Mishnah Berura, in Sifkat Memhei, quotes the Rivash Kepshuto, that it's Aser Al Tzteichein. One Mishnah Berura is a Sifkat in Lamed Gimel, again, Shin Chaf Aleph. It sounds like the reason why the Kli HaMiyuchad L'kach is Aser because of Uvdin D'chol. In other words, nothing to do with everything we've been saying. It's not Al Kli HaMiyuchad L'kach is aser al tzedinei teichen, because just like a kli is aser for Kli HaMiyuchad L'kach is aser for bor, so too it's aser for tochen. No, it's just a Uvdin D'chol type of thing. But the simple reading of the Rivash, simple reading of the Magen Avraham, and the simple reading of the Mishnah Berura in Sifkatan Memhei is that it's aser because of, just like we're machmir by Kli HaMiyuchad L'kach for borer, so too we're going to be machmir for Kli HaMiyuchad L'kach for teichen, because again, the whole source is Boer, and therefore it's not going to be more kal, you know. Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, the
Rivash
is both.
So maybe that's why the Rivash, that's why the Mishnah Berura is both. Okay, could be, but it still is funny to quote. Okay, maybe. Let's see here. Tshuva is Rivash. Av alter shari kedas havashba v'nira v'namar shehetir afilu bekli alter hainu bekli kegain sak and shenu yichad b'tchina. Aval hamoyreg charetz hamiyuchad l'tchina zu harezik enaf kivra livor.
And later on he makes pizza. That is involved.
Okay, I hear. Interesting. Fine. It's a little funny that, you know, you devote l'kratz and this is deraisa, and it's also uvdin d'chol. Yes?
The concept of doing the boer bekli, like there is no such concept of not doing the tochen bekli. Meaning, it's not like you can say, in case of a city,
but at the very least, it's kli miyuchad l'kach zaser. In other words, at the very least, we should learn from boer that kli miyuchad l'kach zaser. Right? We know that boer, even when it's l'alter, it's aser bekli, or certainly aser bekli miyuchad l'kach. Sometimes, like we said, sometimes boer bekli l'alter will be motor siyasha ben yina acher. Like we know, we're making Shin Chaf Aleph to use the knife to cut the apple, assuming it's an edible apple peel. Right? So sometimes We're makel for borer by kli when it's la'al tetzia shevinin acher, but we're never makel for kli miyuchad l'kach, right? Mm-hmm. So too for tochen. When are we going to be matir la'alter? When sometimes it's a kli because it's taka yeshev b'ni acher, but we're never going to be matir kli miyuchad l'kach. So therefore, you can't use a grater or a grinder or anything like that, even when it's la'alter according to Rashba.
Willig's hesber by borer can't really apply to tochen. Because
no, you could. The rule is Tazber is that by bar it's never going to be derech achila when it's kli miyuchad l'kach, and we'll say the same thing over here.
But there's no by a sieve. You can say the sieve is doing the bower, but
oh, you don't have to say. You're right. That kanech, you wouldn't say.
Yeah,
agreed.
Reb Moshe Feinstein resolves the Rivash. He says it's ovdu dechol when you're doing a malacha the same machine. However, if you're not cutting it dak and you're not
doing it. When it's big pieces.
When it's big pieces. However, it becomes of the dechol, the same machine, when you're doing the malacha.
And then it's deraisa.
When it's deraisa, it's of the dechol.
Right.
So that's how he explains
right.
The of the dechol with the deraisa.
Okay, good. Good. So you have to look, see if that works for the Mishnah Berurah. Excellent. Thank you. Okay, good. Now, big question here. So we have this radical chiddush of the Rashba. Do the other Rishonim agree? So, the Chazon Ish says this Rashba is a big Chiddush, and he's basically a Das Yachid. The Ran quotes the Rashba, but maybe even the Ran doesn't accept the Rashba. We just saw the Rivash quotes the Rashba. Basically, the Rashba is very shver. So, you know, the classical Rishonim don't have any kulas. It's not in the Gemara. It's not in the classical Rishonim. And therefore, it's not Pashit at all. Because if they held that way, you know, if there was a heter of lalter, so you know, the Rambam should have said it also, and the Ramban, and okay, Tosfos. So, the Beis Yosef basically has the exact opposite approach. He says over here, after quoting the Rashba, Mashma, the Lekaman de Paligale, the Rashba, Daha, Shapi Maisi Raya, Mei de Bayer, he brought a great Raya, nobody argued, so it's not everybody agrees. You know, probably it's because the Chazon Ish didn't think that Raya from Borer is particularly compelling. So it's such a big chiddush. If it was true, then you'd expect the Rishon to say it. And if they didn't say it, some of they argue. And the Beis Yosef thought, this is a great Raya from Borer. So, you know, if they don't say otherwise, some of they agree. So we have opposite approaches to how you deal with the Rashba. The Beis Yosef, even though he says everybody would agree, we already saw at least the Shulchan Aruch disagrees, but you know, almost everybody.
He doesn't even record in the Shulchan Aruch.
Right. So, exactly correct. In other words, you see, though, even though the Beis Yosef says
obvious.
That, he had his...
so obvious. He didn't
he had know. His... No. I think he had his hesitations. One of the things that you see from this Beis Yosef is that in the end of the day, between the theory and the lemaisa, he thinks a lot of things should really be mutter. But lemaisa, maybe because we're dealing with chashash derai, says he's only going to be matir b'foal l'chatchila when it's very, very, very far from any possible chashash. This Chazon Ish also is medayik that Tetrumas Sadeshen sounds like against the Rashba. I read you his lashon. Vikar dino shal Rashba nira de Harashbam v'smag v'mordechai v'ra'im shevi aglos ha'mordechai einem malkim v'chalkim bein samach l'suda olo delo l'shtamit shalo yu mefarshim hadavar. And then Tetrumas Sadeshen mefurish lehedya shabas l'fan of l'achol, and still he's only matir for other reasons. So Mimela, you see, they all don't hold the Rashba. Fine. Good. But as I said, even though the Beis Yosef thinks nobody really argues, he's not willing to be somech on it on its own. So the Shulchan Aruch, as Aaron just noted, does not quote the Rashba. The Rama does paskin this way. It's matir l'alter. But the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah both sort of say, not so pashut. Shempi somech on it l'chatchil, unless there's another tzad. Right? This is the way the Mishnah Berurah puts it in Sefer Mem Hey. Yesh mefakfikin al heter ze v'gam b'veis Yosef kasa sh'af mish shemachavin lachol miyad gam kin yizar lachto chatichos g'doylos k'tzas, as we saw last time. We times that kasfu kam achreinim gam kin denochoin l'snaig k'mosh kasa b'veis Yosef. That's known, as we said that. So, ein lemchos biyadam. So the Mishabur's psak basically is, if you want to be someone on the Rashba, ein lemchos biyado, but nachon, to be machmir. Others, like with Moshe, say no. The Rama is matir, and there's others besides the Rama. You could be matir l'alter, and the Baal Nefesh could be matir l'alter, and you don't have to worry about it. So, this is in my focus of poskim. Lamaisa, some say better not to rely on the Rashba unless there's another tzad. But Mikra din, at least the Ashkenazim do accept the Rama, I think. And among the Rama. Now, but again, if you could avoid it, better to avoid it. Now, is there any Makor in Shas for the Rashba? Again, the Rashba himself doesn't bring a Makor for his own Shita. He says it's like a Svara. Maishnaf and Boer. But is there a Shas Makor for it? So leave it up to the Gain. If there's a din, there has to be a Makor in Shas. Otherwise, it's wrong. So you give a tremendous Raya. The Gemara in Kufnun Hay Amad Al. It's talking about the whole Miraskin business for making animal food. And the Gemara over there is clarifying about an Isser Drabbanan Epis. Mitrach Bochel, Ashwiya Ochel, back forth. Which Isser Drabbanan is it? Rabbanan Alkuas. Isser Deraisa. What are you clarifying about an Isser Drabbanan? It's an Isser Deraisa. What do you see? Rashi was right. That there's talking about Teichin. The reason why there's no Isser Deraisa is because it's Lalter. And there's only a debate over there whether it might be Aser or why it's Aser Midrabbanan. So, you see also, by the way, the Prima Gadol is a subject whether the altar works for your animal, but maybe it's not Derech Achila, right? Derech Achila maybe means Achilas Bnei Adam. But anyway, you see from the Gadol, obviously, that it's Pashut, that Achila Lebehema is considered Derech Achila. Maybe that's why the Rashba didn't think this is right. Maybe he don't like the Prima Gadol, or he was Mesupik. Maybe the Prima Gadol is right, that Derech Achila only means Achilas Bnei Adam. So, but the Gain at least thought that Derech Achila would be matter this, and therefore this Gemara at the end of Shabbos is a right for the Rashba. Now, let's point out that this is the exact opposite of the Chazon Ish, right? Why? Because the Chazon Ish, remember, he proved from the Tosefta by Risa Gregra, Yislif Nezakenim, that even the altar is Aser, right? So now, the Chazon Ish is a problem, because the Gemara over there, Kufnun Hay says you're allowed to be there's always a derisive for Miraskin Lefnei Behema. It's only a Shiloh to Rabbanon of Ashvui Ochlin, Tuchei Baichlin, Risuk, right? Risuk's Aser, right? So you don't need the Gain, right? There's a Mefurish Gemara against the Chazon Ish. The Gemara Kufnun Hay says that there's no Isser Deraisa for Risuk, and the Chazon Ish says there's no Hatter of La'alter, it isn't Isser Deraisa. Says the Chazon Ish, you know what? The other Gemara over there talks about Miraskin. It must be big pieces. Otherwise, it's against the Tosefta. So what did the Gain say? The Gain said, fuck it! It says Miraskin. Miraskin means Miraskin. Miraskin means Miraskin. Opposite of the Chazon Ish. Clearly, the Gra thought the Chazon Ish was absolutely wrong. What are you going to do with the Tosefta? Live these canons, love Dafka. Right?
We changed the use of the Tosefta to fit the Bible.
I don't think the Gain does that. You can look. Yeah. But basically, if you want to put it this way, the Chazon Ish thinks that Tosefta is Dafka, and therefore Risuk's Aser, and Al Karchacha, the Gemara is Lav Dafka, and the Gain thinks the Gemara is Dafka, and he'll have to make the Tosefta Lav Dafka in a different way. Okay, good. Good. Let's turn to the Trumas Hadeshen, and yet another tremendous kula for Teichin. Ain't taken el gzule karka. So, the Trumas Hadeshen talks about, as we mentioned before, you need to cut up the meat for the old people. You need to do tochein. So he says, "Of al baser de engi dulam in aretz yishlomer de baochel kazeh lekuli alma lo shach butchina." Vachim matzinim leni ma'amer. Right, we talked about ma'amer. Their tacos and machlokes on marayim. Whether in Ma'amer el Gdule Karka, but we do find some lachos that some of Rhyme, some Tanayim are matir when it's when Shlom Gdule Karka. And meat, at least Pashup Shat, not like that Ramba maybe, but meat is not Gdule Karka. So therefore, you could be matir Tchina of this meat when it's because it's not gedulei karka. Gevaldik. But he says, you know what? That's only true if it's cooked meat. If it's oichal. Oichal will be mako for lo gedulei karka. Ah, raw meat. That's aser. What in the world is he talking about? If you think that there's a principle of ein tochen el gedulei karka, so then we should be matir even for raw meat, even if it's not ochal. And if you think that the principle is wrong, why are you matir for cooked meat? What in the world, what kind of combination is he talking about? This is the tremendous pella of the Truma Sedeshin. You saw the Truma Sedeshin basically passing Shulchan Aruch. So we have to try to understand it. So I think you could consider a couple of options. And in fact, this is a machlokas achronim, as I'll show you. One way to understand it is he's like, if you read it, it sounds like maybe he's trying to be memayit the machlokas. Right? Now, there is a machlokas about this point. Remember, there's all machlokas anyway by Eichel, whether it's Shaykh Teichen or not. The Rush said, ah, there's no such thing as Teichen by Eichel. So, or at least by a chopping, you know, chitach by Eichel isn't Shaykh to Teichen. So, it's a yesh lomer delinian tchilas Eichelin to belav hachi loy Shaykh behu tchina kuli hai. Moda di yesh lachalek mishum gidu lekar. This is Lashon. Meaning to say, you know, we don't accept the rush, but we'll be moida at least to the rush if it's not gedulei karka. But that's a very strange idea. Like, okay, I like to be minimized machlokas. I'm all for it. But that's the logic, right? Are these things totally unrelated? So maybe that's where the Mishnah Berurah says it a little differently. The Mishnah Berurah, the one he quotes this idea, sounds like we're doing mitzarif to svaros lahakal. Now, there are some poskim that say there's no tchina by Eichlin in the first place. And there are some poskim that say there's no tchina by gidulei, shalom gidulei karka. So, you know what? Yeah, it's kind of fake of sorts. We'll be mitzarif these two different shittos, we'll be mati. In other words, there's no inherent logic. It doesn't really make sense to be mitzarif these two things. But, well, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, tzivkat and lamed aleph, right, and tchina elu gedulei karka, v'afilu la poiskim desaver lei de behema nami mikri gedulei karka lefishi nizonas min hakarka kol makom ein laser bezed la v'achi yesh poiskim desaver lei chein tzach tchina v'ochlin v'al korchach mutter lachtach afilu daiv l'anich lachman. Something like that. I thought maybe you could say, though, svara to say, no, the Truma Sedeshin is actually, there's a logic here to this interesting combination. And maybe the pshat is that since it's oichel and it's also not gidulei karka, it's so distant from the ikur melacha that you're not going to be chayiv. Mashal ma'adavar doma, what we saw in the Rambam, as Beis Yosef pointed out, right? We know that the Rambam holds that if you're there's a different shear from borer psoles me ochel than ochel from ochel. When it comes to bar psolus me ochel your chayiv unless it's mamish l'alter, right? But right lebo bayom we say it's nasik bar l'otzar and your chayiv. But when it comes to shnei minei ochlin, even though the Rambam says you're chayiv for shnei minei ochlin, but still there you're only chayiv if you're borer shachris lachol ben arba'im. So well, it's the pshat over there, right? Why is there not one? If you think borer means also Ochel me ochel's boer, so then, and you think that bo bayom is nasuk bar milotzer, so then you should be chayiv. What happens is that there's two different shiurim. So we said that maybe the Rambam holds that ikur melacha is taka psalos from ochel. It's not ochel me ochel, but ochel me ochel is close enough to ikur melacha that you're going to be chayiv. And really, the ikur melacha is for shachris to bein arbayim, but this chiddush that lebaba yom nasbar lo to your chayiv is also a chiddush. It's not exactly the ikur melacha, you know. And borer for an hour or two later, that's not the ikur melacha. But it's enough to be chayiv. But when you combine those two things, this activity is so different from the ikur melacha, you're going to be pater. It's kain tolda to tolda of sorts. The further there's a tzura of the melacha, and the further we get from the tzura melacha, then the more likely you're going to be pater. Sometimes an activity in and of itself is distant from the term lacha, so you're pater. And sometimes a combination of two factors makes this so different from the tursa malacha that you're going to be pater. So we can say the same thing over here. Really, Lav gidulei karka is different from the term lacha, but okay, it could be a told epis. You know, maybe lav gidulei karka isn't going to be the av of teichin, but it's close enough to be considered a tolda. And you know what else? You know, the Rosh is sort of right. In other words, tchina b'eichlin, chitach b'eichlin is really pretty different from the ikr malacha of tchina, like of samimanim or flour, the like. But you know, the Rosh, his point, there was some legitimacy to his point, but it's not right. Lamaisa, we'll say you're chayv anyway. But you combine those two factors, now you're so far from the tzuras malacha. You're both with respect to the fact that this is Eichel, and with respect chitach Eichel, and second of all with respect to the fact that it's not even duli karka, then you're going to be potter. Now, I think that might be the svara, and if you look at this lashon, I think it works nicely there. I think you have to add another kanach, which is you have to say that, and you might want to say this anyway, that lav giduli karka is not just a like Dumya Demishkan type of thing. But it's a svara. It's a svara, right? In other words, said like differently, right? Yesh lachkor. You know, when we say certain malachos are potter when they're lav gidulei karka, so, you know, by dash, that's machlokas tanaim, or by me'amer, machlokas tanaim, right? So what's the pshat in the Torah? So one possibility is, you know, Dumya Demishkan, the Mishkan is with gidulei karka, and for some reason, with respect to this particular halacha, we say you need it to be done in the Mishkan, and otherwise you fatter. Or it could be, no, it's not so technical. The idea of gidulei karka relates to something about the nature of this malacha. Lamashal, the Gain over here, in the Shin Chaf Aleph Siftes, writes that what's the logic for the Trumas Adeshen, for Ein Trina El Gidulei Karka, right? He says, just like we find by Imur, V'hu Adin L'chol Melaches HaKarka. What is he saying, basically? He's saying, look, there are certain melachos that are, you know, melachos HaKarka, right? Clearly, you know, Ma'amer is melachos HaKarka, and even Disha is melachos HaKarka. At a certain point in time, you know, they're no longer talking about melachos HaKarka, we're talking about melachos of the kitchen, right? So, for example, everybody can agree by Bishel, by Lush, you don't need gidulei karka, you know, for sure, those are already the melacha, you know, those aren't melachos of the farm, like we sort of said when we talked about the rid, right, when we did ma'amer, you know, they're the melachos of the farm, they're the melachos of the kitchen, you know, so where does teichin fall in? So what the Trumas Adeshen is saying, according to the Gra, is like, you know, this barely squeezes in. Tchina, right, lush for sure, that's a kitchen type of melacha, that's not melachos HaKarka. This just squeezes in. But anyway, what you see from this Gra is, again, that we're not dealing with, it's not like, you know, Dumya D'Melachas HaMishkan so much as a Svara. You know, the nature of this melacha is such that this is a Mechubar L'Karka Dika Melacha. That's what the Gra is saying, right? There's Melachos HaKarka, there's Mechubar L'Karka Dika Melachos, and there's not ones. So that's what I'm saying. So now we can understand what the Trumas Adeshen is saying. He's saying, look, this Taka is the ikar tzuras malacha of this of toichin is a mechubar lekarka dika malacha. But if it's not mechubar lekarka, it's still close enough to be mechayev you. But if it's also oichlin, that's too far from the ikar tzuras malacha to say that you're chayev, and that's why. That's why it's meant to. Kenzan, maybe that's the pshat in the Trumas Adeshen.
Tosa Rush writes that by the Tosa 9 down this.
Yeah.
Says the difference between silka is that it's darka bekach for silka, but so and says other fruits are not darka bekach.
But how do you know that has anything to do with this Trumas Adeshen?
That's one. That could be the Pshat in Tosa Rashi as well. Good. Now there's a big kasha on this.
One second. On this Trumas Adeshen from the Gemara we just mentioned from Bay a couple minutes ago. What's the Gemara? Remember, we just said that it's aser to do tochen on dirt. That's why if you shecht on yantif, you have to make sure that you're kotesh before yantif, and if not, you have to figure out what to do, right? So it's clear that shecht tochen for dirt, right? You have a clod of dirt. clods of dirt are not gidulei karka, and yet it's klar, you're chayv shetoichet. This is a kasha on the Trumas Hashem. So, one possibility, and this is the possibility, that is probably the easiest answer actually, is Tzak the Minchas Chinuch, by the way, he asked this shayla. And he says a funny way. He says, I can prove to you from Rashi and Rambam that they disagree with the Trumas Hadashim. Because the Rambam is Mechayev Misham Shaf Esamateches, which isn't Gedulei Karka. And Rashi is Mechayev by Toichin Afar, back in that Gemara in Ein Dalet Amud Beis, by making the Chavisa. So Rashi's talking about doing Toichin on the clay. So you see that Rashi and Rambam reject the Trumas Hadashim. They hold that the Shach Tchinus Lo Gedulei Karka. So it's strange because it's not just the Rashi and Rambam that are against Trumas Hadashim. It's Gemara in Beitza that says you can't do Tchina on the dirt. So how are you going to get out of the kasha? So the Igla Tal says, I'll tell you very simple. If you can't do it for Gedulei Karka, you can't do it for Karka. Karka is Gedulei Karka, or it's better than Gedulei Karka, or something like that. So so Mimela, that's the pshat. That's what the translation will tell you about why Toichin and Karka is Aser, because Karka is Gedulei Karka, or it's worse than Gedulei Karka. And the same thing you'll say then you have no raya from Rashi or the Rambam against the Trumas Hadashim. Are there any other answers to this question? So the Nishmas Adam is also bothered by this question. He says no, Trumas Hadashim is going to agree. Why? Trumas Hadashim was only matir by chituch dachdak, not by actual taichim, right? Like his case of cutting up the meat. Very similar to, you know, the Mahalik that we were saying before in the Trumas Hadashim and the like, right? In other words, there's the Ikar Trumas HaMalacha, and the further you get away from that Ikar Trumas HaMalacha, the more it's going to be mutter. So when we're talking about Dak Dak versus actual Trina, that's already a gap to the Ikar Trumas HaMalacha. Throw in Lav Gidulei Karka and also Eichlin, you're so far away. It's not shaykh to be chayev. But, so memela, all those gemaras that say that you're chayev for tochein, for dirt and mud and the like, metal, so clearly those are talking about where it's not just chotech dak dak, but it's pulverized and flourized and the like. And therefore, that's why they're going to say it's aser. So that's a second way to miyashev the Trumas Hadashim from the Shilas. Again, similar to the tziruf that we find in the Trumas Hadashim himself. And the third mahalich is in the Chazon Ish, and in Zion. He says a whole new mahalich in the Trumas Hadashim because of this kasha. Mashkas Trumas Hadashim dein tchina al gedulei karka ein kavanasu mamish kein she'amru be'imur v'disha, even though he does say that. Da'a kotesh regafim chayv mishem teichin. So before she came out against it. El kavanasu Be'uchla dafka by oichel, will this idea apply? Same answer. Same idea that we just said, like the Tosef Rashi Tani just quoted, right? Ve'ein srichen hadaka, meaning chituch dak dak, ken yesh lomar dafilu elu depligi b'shar yirakos, modim b'basar. Right? Just like the Trumas Hadashim himself tries to say, even if you're not going to go as far as the Rosh and say that all chituch hayerek is mutter, but at least you'll be moideh by yerek that's not mevushal, that's mevushal and not gedulei karka and the like. So this is the same type of answer. Now, I was wondering, according to this, why is it shayach tochein for melach? It's not gidulei karka. It is karka, right? So the answer is very simple. So you can say, no, it's not ochel either, right? Now, let's clarify a point by melach, right? You have to, I guess we'll get to this in Mishmur a little bit soon, but there's two types of salt. There's sea salt and there is mined salt, right? The Gemara by Milchasa, by Ma'amer, where it says melach is not gidulei karka, so that's talking about sea salt, right? How do you get that? That's the milchasa is, like Rashi explains. You basically take the seawater and you dehydrate it, you evaporate the water out of it, then you're left with salt. So that's lav gedulei karka. There's also not a teichin shayla over there, because anyway, it comes out as powder. Then there's mined salt. Mined salt should be like any other dirt, right? So if you hold like the igle tal, so then there would be an isser of teichin for mined salt. If you learn like the Chazon Ish, it's going to depend if you're going to call it salt ochel or not, right? Maybe salt isn't ochel. Just like, we'll see maybe later on. Pilpulin is an ochel. Okay, look. So I'll take your question in one second, but let's just finish up the Trumas. So we have to figure out, do we pass in like this Trumas Adeshin? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siftes quotes the Heter of the Trumas Adeshin, and the Ramah writes, it's also lach toch basar chai lefnei ha'ofos. Why? Because it's mashva eichel. So the question is, how do you read this Trumas Adeshin? How do you read this Ramah? Right? In other words, on the one hand, he's paskening like the ruling of the Trumas Adeshin, right? That basar mevushal is mutter to cut it up, basar chai is aser. But he tells you the reason why it's aser. Does he say in this a deraisa? No! What reason does he say? Mashva eichel. That's nisa drabanan. So what's going on over here? Says the Gain. At least the Gain implies it. No, I'll tell you the pshat. First of all, the Trumas Adeshin itself gave that reason, right? If you remember, Trumas Adeshin first gave this whole shtickle taira that about gedulei karka and not gedulei karka, right? And then in the end, and therefore he says, okay, so the cooked meat would be mutter to cut up into small pieces, but raw meat would be aser to cut into small pieces because it's raw. Right, and therefore it's a violation of taichin, and he says, "Oh, and also, you know what? It's going to be a problem of either truchi boichle." Right, there's the two reasons over there from Clifton. Hey, either one. Right, good. So what's going on? Like Yehuda Od Lakra, it's very strange. First he says it's going to be awesome in deraisa, and then he says, "Oh, and also it's an issur drabanan." That's like not a normal way to rule. So the Gra seems to have learned like this. The Gra seems to have learned that the Trumas Adeshin actually misupit, right? And at the end, he says, well, you know what? Maybe actually the pshara that I said before is wrong, that there's no tochen at all for non-gidulei karka. Regardless of whether the meat's cooked or raw, there's no tochen at all for non-gidulei karka. Ah, so if so, it should be mutter to cut up the raw meat for the chickens? No, it's going to be aser derabbanan, I think Mein Kuftan Hay says. In other words, there's really two deos in the Trumas Adeshin, and at the end of the day, in a sense, he sort of hoser at the end. And that's what the Gain says is what the Ramah is doing, right? The Ramah is saying, we accept the latter point of the Trumas Adeshin. In other words, really, we hold across the board, there's no tolchein for lav gedulei karka. And the only reason why you're not allowed to cut up this raw poultry for your birds is because of what? Because of the issur d'rabbanan shel ochlin. That's the way the Gaon seems to be learning the Ramah. He just says, it's only a little problem that the Ramah cited the wrong reason, because we don't paskin like that reason. We paskin like the other reason. So that's in other words, in Shinchav Dalet, Sif Zayin, we say that there's no mashva oichel. It's really the Isser is atruche ba'oichel alo matruchinan. So the Ramah quoted the wrong part. The Trumas Adeshin is fine because he says either one. So yeah, okay, Markadislay. But the Ramah, who was paskening, should have picked the right one, not the wrong one. So that's the way the Gaon learns the Ramah, but he's saying basically the Ramah was a shtickel shalom bediktuk. The Machtze Shekel is also bothered by this problem, says no, that's not the pshat in the Ramah. The pshat in the Ramah is he's saying, you know why this is toichin deraisa? Because you're being mashvaicha. In other words, the Ramah isn't saying this is asmid rabbanon atashvi eichelin, right? Really, we paskin according to the Machzis Hashakel that there is tochein shelo b'gedulei karka when you're mashvaicha. In other words, when it's raw. So memela we have, we're dealing with this and the rice and this rabbanon according to the guide. We're dealing with this and the rabbanon at the end of the day. According to the Machzis Hashakel, we're dealing with the Nisa Deraisa. According to the Gaon, we really accept the principle of Ein Teichin Shelo B'Gedulei Karka entirely. According to the Machzis Hashakel, no. When it's talking about Ashvi Yochel, when it's talking about Ra, the Gemara, when the Rama invokes Ashri Ochlin, it's not like the end of the Trumas Hadash, not the Gemara in Kufnan Hay, it's explaining why we're dealing with a problem of Taichin. Good. Good. So those are the two ways to explain it. Now, as we talked about last time, you still have to be Mavire when, one last point in the Trumas Hadash, which is, so when do we follow Rov people? Right? In other words, the Trumas Hadash is Makil, that for these old people that have no teeth, even though they can't really eat the food, unless it's chopped up into little tiny pieces, then it is mutter, it's still mutter to cut it up into little tiny pieces. Good. And Tzifyut Beis, if you remember, the Rama says, what in da'asar lachtoch grogros v'charuvin lefnezgenim. And if you remember, the Magen Avraham was Medayik, Sifkat Yadalid, that it's only lefnezgenim it's asar. But someone who knows how to chew, it's mutter. Again, we mentioned the Bir Alacha disagrees with that, but that's what the Magen Avraham says. So what's the pshat? In other words, there, the Rama's ruling that we're saying if you can't eat it, it's aser, right? So even though I have Baruch Hashem, I have teeth, I could eat grogros without chopping them up into small pieces, but since my great-grandfather can't, so I can't chop it up for him, or he can't chop it up, right? We don't follow Rove people, we follow the person for whom this item is being chopped up, right? That's Sifted Beis. In Siftes, it says, Fakert. Oh, yeah, go ahead. You could chop up the meat for the old people. So, what's the pshat? So, what's going on, clearly, is like this. That when we're talking about Gidulei Karka, so then we're much more machmir, right? So the stakes are much higher. So, we're going to be machmir even if you or most people could chew this thing, if the recipient is unable to chew, we're going to be choshesh that that's taichin. And we're only going to be matir when chopping up gidulei karka is not really necessary at all because you could eat this unchopped. So therefore, for the old people, it's going to be usher. For the healthy people, it's going to be mutter. But when we're talking about gidulei karka, so anyway, there's a very, very strong tzad to be matir across the boards, because ein teichin el gidulei karka, and we're only machmir when it's raw. So then we're going to be, even when it's cooked, we'll be willing to say, yeah, as long as for most people it's edible, this isn't considered teichin. Right? So it's an interesting shiluv of the different, like, all the different pieces. That's what comes out in terms of the psak of the Rama, as understood by the Rama. Okay, we're out of time. Yeah, your question, Yoni.
I have another question.
Unbelievable, look at that.